Hello, my name is John Farrell. I'm an intellectual property attorney with the Silicon Valley law firm of Carr & Farrell. Our firm has a passion for working with entrepreneurs, and I particularly enjoy helping young companies build market monopolies, sort of a monopoly architect. Having worked with hundreds and hundreds of companies of all sizes over the past two decades, we've identified five intellectual property strategies that truly successful companies follow in dominating their markets. The strategies are simple, and the value of each is intuitively obvious once understood. Together, these five strategies enable a company to create legal market monopolies. Carr & Farrell has an intellectual property process that we refer to as strategic IP. Our strategic IP program is specifically designed to help companies and entrepreneurs execute these five strategies. The first of the five strategies, and the one that I'd like to introduce on this recording, we refer to as the content strategy. This fundamental content strategy asks the question, if we could create a market monopoly, what would that market monopoly be? As it turns out, the very simple answer to this question actually suggests the mechanism for in fact creating the market advantage. You see, the market revolves around the customer. If in some way you could keep your customer from leaving you to do business with your competitors, then your competitors would become irrelevant to your business. Without competitors, you would then effectively own your market space. So to understand how to keep your customers from ever leaving, you obviously must understand why they do business with you in the first place. And the reason your customers do business with you is that your company provides them with a unique experience. It's an experience they want, but that they can't get anywhere else. It's important to understand the distinction between protecting an experience and protecting the technology. The technology may enable the experience, but it's the experience that really matters and must be protected. You see, people don't want a quarter-inch drill bit. What they really want is a quarter-inch hole. An interesting reality about technology and experiences is that you can always build an impenetrable wall around a technology, and yet there will always be someone smart enough to design an equivalent workaround. But if you protect the experience from being copied, the competition will always be forced to deliver a different experience. Every successful business provides a unique experience to their customers. It must be so, or the business would not be successful. Your business provides a unique experience. The first step, then, in creating a monopoly is to identify the unique experience. Once the customer experience is identified, the next step is to protect the experience from finding its way to the competition. Unfortunately, there's a certain entropy associated with really great experiences. Because there's a natural tendency for competitors to want to compete, unique experiences that are left unguarded in the marketplace will be almost impossible to hold on to. In order to nail down the experiences to the company, we use intellectual property protection to secure the assets that enable the experience. These intellectual property protections include patents, trademarks, copyrights, trade dress, design patents, trade secrets, and license agreements, all combined in carefully architected clusters to create barriers to competitors. Though you may not recognize the name, you're probably familiar with the Polycom speakerphone. This triangle-shaped speakerphone is found in the vast majority of conference rooms in America. I had the great pleasure of working with Polycom for over a decade. When I first met with founders Brian Hinman and Jeff Rodman in 1991, the odds of them becoming a dominant phone manufacturer seemed pretty improbable at best. The market was dominated by AT&T and its spinoffs. Phones had been around for 125 years and more than 10,000 patents had been filed and issued covering phones and telecommunication technology. Compounding the problem with protecting this new company was that phone technology is largely based on a mind-numbing catalog of well-defined published technical standards. To build a phone that will work on the existing phone network, your phone must act like other phones. But Brian and Jeff figured out how to sell their phones by creating a special customer experience. The Polycom phone to this day delivers the unique experience of big sound. The phone fills the conference room with sound. It feels like the far-end talker is sitting right in the conference room with you. Over the years, this experience has been enhanced by bigger speakers, better electronics, and boundless creative design. For example, Jeff designed a subwoofer that sits under the conference room table to provide sound reinforcement. Spider microphones were invented that stretch across the table to provide separation from the speaker, so more power can be generated without creating feedback. Well over 100 patents protect Polycom's conference room big sound, and it will be many years before a serious contender will be able to compete without treading through the Polycom IP minefield. So strategy one of the strategic IP program is to identify and protect the core experiences that drive your customers. These five strategies are not rocket science, but they are intuitively effective. If you'd like to learn more about strategic IP and how it would benefit your company, give us a call at 650-812-3400. We'd love to talk with you about using intellectual property to dominate your market.